Now, John, and I love the way he does it, he just gets right down to where we are, right where we live today. And he says here, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. That is, these false teachers. And certainly they get a following. The occult and the cults are growing lots faster than Christianity is growing. Why? Because they have the advantage of appealing to the flesh, which we do not have. And I think it's tragic today to have Christians using fleshly means to draw even a crowd in. We need to be very careful of the methods that we use. Now, if they're fleshly methods, we need to recognize God can't bless that at all. We need to be very sure that the Word of God is being given out. I don't care whether several thousand people come to your church, friends. That's not the important thing I'm interested in. Not how many that come, but is the Word of God being given out? And is it given out in the power of the Spirit, that the Spirit of God can take it and use it? That's the thing that's important today. And it's not a great deal of pious promotion today about some cause and some sentimental appeal that causes you to give. The question is the Word of God going out there? Are they getting results? You wouldn't want to invest money in a company that's got a nice, beautiful building, and they put up a nice front, and the president of it is a very handsome fella, and he is certainly very personable, and he has charisma. If you're going to invest in that company, you want to know whether it's making money or not. Is it getting results? Is something happening there? That's the thing that's important, and I think God intends us to use a little consecrated common sense when we are dealing in the area of religion. They are of the worldly crowd. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Now, when we were using Cain and Abel as illustrations, that is, John used them, when he meant that Cain was not righteous, he was not God's child, we didn't mean to say, and John didn't mean to say he wasn't religious. Why, he brought an offering. In fact, I have a notion his altar was much more attractive than Abel's offering was. Cain's was beautiful. Why, it had fruit there. It had the fruit of the field. But Abel's was bloody. It was sickening to some people, nauseating to others. But believe me, that's one God accepted, you see, because it recognized the sin of man and the need of a Savior. And Cain did not recognize that at all, because the flesh depends on itself, doesn't depend on God at all. Now, will you notice here that John is making it very clear to us that the important thing is that Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be. That's important, my friends. And that is the thing that we need to be very clear on, whether the teaching is true or not. And he says here in verse 6, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. By this know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now, I've learned in my ministry, and this is the illustration that I use, I always would tell the people, I didn't mind speaking out and saying to them, I use the Bible as a Geiger counter. You know, a Geiger counter tells you whether there's some uranium there in the rocks and in the soil. And so I just run the Geiger counter over a congregation. And the Bible is what I use. It's the Geiger counter. And I want to tell you, God's children will always respond to it. That was my confidence. And it's my confidence on this radio that God's people are going to hear. And you know something? I don't expect the other crowd to hear. Now, if they don't want to hear, all they got to do is turn the button on the radio. And we never ask them to give anything. We ask God's people to support God's work. After all, that ark was carried on the shoulders of priests. That ark speaks of Christ. And friends, if we're going to take him to the world, we got to carry him on our shoulders. That's the thing that we'll have to do. Now, John was sure of who the Lord Jesus was. John could say this, "The Word became flesh and pitched his tent among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And then he gives the purpose of his gospel. "Many other signs truly did Jesus, which are not written in this book, but these are written, that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that believing you might have life through his name." John had indubitable, indestructible, inevitable evidence that Jesus was who he claimed to be. John knew that, and that is something you and I need to be a little more sure of today.